Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Mercury in Scorpio, opposite Uranus in Taurus. Mercury trine Neptune in Pisces. Neptune turns direct. The scalpel, the earthquake, and the dream. Today is not just a day. Today is a convergence, and the numbers speak first. 28, gifts, tokens, omens. The universe is leaving breadcrumbs. Pay attention to synchronicities, unexpected messages, symbolic encounters. What appears as coincidence is actually cosmic communication. The number 10, reason, success, aspirations, completion meeting new beginning. Logic dancing with destiny. Your aspirations reaching a turning point where reason must dance with the unreasonable. The number 1, impulse, passion, ambition, the spark, the initiation. Raw creative force demanding expression. Bold action, new direction. Together they say, omens arrive to redirect your ambition through mystical insight and revolutionary clarity. Three forces converge. Today brings three simultaneous events. Mercury in Scorpio, opposite Uranus and Taurus. Lightning strike with disruptive truth. Mercury trine Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces. Divine disillusion, mystical download. Neptune stations direct in Pisces. The dreamer awakens. The mind becomes razor sharp and foggy, brutally honest and divinely inspired, electrically charged and oceanic all at once. Mercury in Scorpio, quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. This Mercury reads beneath the surface, detects deception with uncanny accuracy, speaks uncomfortable truths without flinching, guards secrets while uncovering others, transforms through words that cut to the bone. The mind of the detective, the psychologist, the truth teller who refuses collective denial. Uranus in Taurus, emphasis on the feeling rather than action. Unexpected upsets could cause upheavals. Uranus revolutionizes material security, physical embodiment, values and self-worth, what we possess, and how we possess it. Not sudden lightning, tectonic disruption. The ground you thought solid reveals itself as shifting. Neptune in Pisces. Neptune's 14-year transit amplifies collective sensitivity, spiritual renaissance, artistic inspiration, prophetic dreams, psychic sensitivities, intuitive knowing. But there is shadows too. Confusion, escapism, boundary disillusion, and illusions. The lesson: swim without drowning, stay open without losing your center. The first convergence, Mercury opposite Uranus, can give you nervous troubles due to irritability and impatience, adventurousome, and erratic. This aspect can be prophetic, dedicated to teaching truth, but finds it difficult to see things in objective terms. Mercury in Scorpio, penetration. Uranus in Taurus, disruption. Watch for sudden insights that reframe everything. Breakthrough realizations about hidden patterns, sharp, unfiltered honesty in communication, shocking conversational turns, confessions, mental restlessness, nervous system activation, technical glitches, schedule disruptions, unexpected news changing your perspective, relationship revelations where honesty was suppressed, the lightning strike of truth demanding expression. The second convergence, Mercury trine Neptune. Oh, I could hide underneath the wings of the bluebird. As she sings, the 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Your imagination runs rife, but practical matters hold less mental appeal. This is the ideal time to write song lyrics, listen to music, escape to an art gallery, or meditate. Mercury in Scorpio meets Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces. The aneritic degree, the final breath before transition. Watch for channeled writing, automatic creativity, prophetic dreams, psychic downloads, compassion, replacing judgment, soul level communication without words, music, poetry, art arising effortlessly, difficulty concentrating on the mundane tasks, escapist tendencies, boundary disillusion, feeling into truth rather than thinking it. The mystical dissolves. Then we get to the third conversion. Neptune stations direct today. After months of retrograde, Neptune goes direct. The inward journey becomes outward expression. Dreams seeking manifestation. Visions moving toward form. Compassion flowing outward. Creative projects resuming momentum. Illusions revealed as clarity returns. The veil shifts from reflection to revelation. The paradox. Mercury opposite Uranus says, wake up, see clearly, disrupt the lie. Mercury trine Neptune says, surrender, dissolve, trust the mystery. These aren't contradictory, they're complementary. The lightning strike of truth comes through the fog of intuition. The sharp insight arises wrapped in symbol and dream. The revolutionary breakthrough happens when you stop controlling. The prophetic knowing is both brutally honest and divinely compassionate. You're being asked to see through the illusion while trusting the unseen. Speak hard truths with soft compassion. Break patterns while surrendering outcomes. Stay grounded in the body while opening to spirit. But the deeper question is, what, you got questions? Yeah, I got questions, you know I do. Mercury opposite Uranus asks, what deeply held truth needs radical expression to create authentic security? Mercury trine Neptune asks, what divine insight is trying to reach me through dream, symbol, or subtle knowing? Neptune direct asks, what vision am I ready to bring from the inner world to manifest form? The convergence asks, can you hold both the sharp blade of truth and the soft wings of compassion? Can you be both awake and dreaming? Can you disrupt with love? What to expect? The day can feel like prophetic and bizarre, crystalline and foggy, electric and oceanic. Communication will be unusual. Words will pierce deeper than intended, arrive from nowhere fully formed, carry multiple meanings simultaneously, seem prophetic in retrospective, flow like poetry in the prose, confuse and clarify all at once. The body will respond. Nervous energy mixed with dreamy lethargy. Restlessness alongside desire to drift. Mental electricity needing grounding. Sensitivity to noise, crowds, harsh stimuli. Intuitive body knowing before mental understanding. The omens and tokens. The 28 energy. Watch for unexpected messages at perfect timing. Symbols appearing in dreams, art, nature. Coincidental encounters redirecting your path. Physical objects arriving as signs. Animals, songs, phrases that keep repeating. The universe is speaking, leaving you breadcrumbs. Are you paying attention? How to navigate this energy? Number one, hold the paradox, be sharply perceptive while staying softly receptive. Don't collapse into one side. The genius lies in attention. Number two, let practical tasks wait. This is not the day for detail-oriented work, contracts, precision tasks. Save these for another time. Number three, prioritize the mystical. Ideal activities are like writing, poetry, lyrics, streaming of consciousness, music, listening deeply, creating, improvising, art, meditation, dream work, nature, immersion, especially near water, shout out to Mental Reset, film, photography, visual storytelling, anything that uplifts your spirit. Number four, ground the lightning, float the truth, ground nervous energy through body practices, let your insights float rather than forcing immediate action. Write down revelations, but don't act instantly. Channel electricity into creative projects. Number five, speak truth with compassion. Before speaking, ask, is this true? Scorpio. Is this kind? Pisces. Is this even necessary? Uranus. Will this serve the highest good? Neptune. If yes to all four, feel freely to speak. Number six, trust the download. Ideas arriving today may not be logical sense. Capture them anyway. Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces is the final transmission before shifting degrees. Number seven, swim, but don't drown. Open to inspiration. While protecting your energy, feel the collective emotion without merging completely. Dissolve without disappearing. Number eight, choose your company wisely. Very important to choose the right associates. Avoid those who dismiss your thoughts as too out there. Stabilize you prematurely, back to practicality. Mock the mystical when you need the sacred. Seek those who match your depth and vision. Welcome the strange with curiosity. Hold space for chaos and clarity. Is willing to dance with the paradox within you. Number nine, let the alarm not ring. Oh, you could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. If possible, sleep in, drift, wander, daydream. This isn't laziness. This is spiritual receptivity. Not all wisdom arrives through effort. Number 10, follow the omens. 28, gifts, tokens, omens. The synchronicities aren't accidents. The disruptions are redirections. The dreams are downloads. The random encounters are assignments. Do your homework. 10, reason, success, aspiration, your logical mind, reaching a completion point. Success requires integrating the unreasonable. Number one, impulse, passion, ambition. Bold new direction, demanding initiation. Trust the impulse, wrapped in the mystery. The alchemical formula, Scorpio's blade, penetration. Uranus lightning, disruption. Neptune's ocean, disillusion equals mystical revolution. A new foundation built on authentic truth and divine mystery. Not truth or mystery, not blade or compassion, not disruption or flow, all of it simultaneously. Today, December 10th, is the day of the Daydream Prophet. You are both the blade and the wing, both the earthquake and the ocean, both awake and dreaming. The revelation may feel like disruption wrapped in confusion, but it's actually liberation wrapped in grace. The insight may arrive as electric poetry. The truth may be spoken in prophetic whisper. The breakthrough happens when you stop trying and start listening. Let the 6 o'clock alarm not ring. Hide beneath the wings of the bluebird. And when the lightning strikes, let it illuminate what only the mystic could see. The womb is the place where the light enters you. Shout out to Rumi. In the midst of the chaos, there is also opportunity. Shout out, Sun Tzu. Today, you are the womb, the light, the chaos, and the opportunity all at once. Listen, the universe is speaking. Today is the translation. Are you listening? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. You can leave a message there. Like, share with a friend, family member, coworker. If you want to show your appreciation, send your boy a tip. I Am Astrology Readings. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Reading. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.